Good morning, beloved. And again, we're here for another, let's see, this is the Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. So thank you for having me in your home on this beautiful Wednesday morning as we share a few moments together to start this day off with the Lord's Word. Today we are in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. And today's reading includes a parable about workers in a vineyard who are hired at different times during the day, but receive the same wage. Jesus uses this parable to teach about the kingdom of heaven. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. So let's begin reading at Matthew chapter 20 and verse 1. The kingdom of heaven is like this. Once there was a man who went out early in the morning to hire some men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay the regular wage, a silver coin a day, and sent them to work in his vineyard. Then he went out again to the marketplace at 9 o'clock, and he saw some men standing there doing nothing. So he told them, "You also go and work in the vineyard, and I will pay you a fair wage." So they went. And at 12 o'clock, and again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. It was nearly 5 o'clock when he went to the marketplace and saw some other men still standing there. "Why are you wasting the whole day here doing nothing?" he asked them. "Well, no one hired us," they answered. "Well, then you go and work in the vineyard," he told them. When evening came, the owner told his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, starting with those who were hired last and ending with those who were hired first." The men who had begun to work at 5 o'clock were paid a silver coin each. So when the men who were the first to be hired came to be paid, they thought they should get more. But they too were each given a silver coin. They took their money and started grumbling against the employer. "These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "while we put up with a whole day's work in the hot sun. Yet you paid them the same as you paid us." "Listen, friend," the owner answered one of them, "I have not cheated you. After all, you agreed to do a day's work for one silver coin. Now take your pay and go home. I want to give this man who was hired last as much as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do as I wish with my own money? Or are you jealous because I am generous?" And Jesus concluded, "So those who are last will be first, and those who are first will be last." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 20, verse 16, where Jesus concluded, "So those who are last will be first, and those who are first will be last." You know, it's interesting that, we're caught up with this idea of fairness. And because these men worked all day long for a silver coin, it wasn't fair that somebody else should come along and just work an hour and receive the same amount of money. But the Bible never says that God is fair. It says that God is just, that he is equitable, and that he will do what he says he will do. And he paid everybody what he agreed to pay them. And so it's important to understand that it's God's prerogative to bless as he wishes. We may have been Christians a long time and seeking a particular thing from God a long time, and somebody else comes along who's a brand new baby Christian, and all of a sudden that thing that they want, God just gives it to them. And it might be easy for us to fall back into that trap of fairness and say, well, it's not fair that God heard their prayer, but he didn't answer ours. God always gives us what he has promised to give us. Don't fall into the trap of fairness. That is the trap that Lucifer used to ensnare Eve in the garden. It's not fair that you should be like gods and know the difference between right and wrong. So remember that. The concept of fairness is not found at all in the Word of God. Let's pray. Almighty God, your ways are not our ways. Teach us what it means to be part of your kingdom. Your ways are transformative and good. May my words and actions this day reflect your generous and extravagant love and care for all people. Amen. Well, here we go. Another day together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14, where Jesus uses a parable about a wedding feast to teach about the kingdom of heaven. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless each one of us. Amen.